Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in the markets, watching for the tariffs to bite and send up inflation. Has not happened yet. However, discussing the tariffs is a way of discussing the container ships coming from Asia. There is evidence now that the container ships are not only dramatically smaller in number, their cargoes are smaller. There are less containers on board, fewer. What we have now is evidence that China's in a deflationary cycle. We don't know whether that deflationary cycle includes the U.S. because the Asian traffic this time of year is not about Christmas. It's about inputs to our economy, resources that we need in order for our manufacturing base to prosper. Don't know yet. It could be a wave across the country. But in any event, it guarantees that China's in trouble. And all the braggadocio and all the concessions isn't going to bring Humpty Dumpty back together again. Then on to a conversation about Europe. There's trouble in Moldova, but they survived a Russian attempt to influence and take over the country by vote. There's also trouble in Europe with Macron's government wobbly to the point that his allies are calling for him to name a new election, perhaps resign from his post after the new election or before. I'm unsure of the comedy. But in any event, another prime minister falls. National Rally is ready to take over the reins of the government. Judy Dempsey's opinion is that is a negative and not to happen. We also discuss the whole of the European threat by drones that may or may not be Russians. The presumption is they are Russians. It's harassment. It's provocation. It's Putin, says Ivana Stradner. Joseph Sternberg arrives to talk about the failing Chinese economy and how the answers are capitalism, but that won't be permitted by the Central Committee and Xi Jinping. They believe in communist control. Therefore, there's no rescuing the economy. Jonathan Schanzer speaks of the pending deal. It's said to be in Cairo now, indirect talks. The U.S. is joining tomorrow, so is Turkey. The talks are between Hamas to surrender their weapons and turn over all the hostages living and dead and leave Gaza. Hamas has nothing to bargain with, except for self-destruction. Gregory Copley comments on the drone threat, saying we're not sure that it's Russians, probably launched locally drones. Who did it? Not determined. I agree with that. We also talk about the situation in the 1960s when Lyndon Johnson presumed that Australia would contribute troops to Vietnam. Same for the Philippines. He presumed they would. He presumed that Korea would. He presumed that New Zealand would. And they did, up to 30,000 to fill a gap in Westmoreland's order of battle. But I asked Gregory whether the historians today in Australia note that Johnson was a practice deceiver and did not tell them what he knew about the war, that it could not be won, that everything suggested that Vietnamese did not want the U.S. presence there, just a corrupt government. Well, not even a corrupt government, a non-government, appointed kleptocrats, Tu and Ki and the rest of them. He wouldn't share that. Instead, he made it some kind of defense of freedom. McNamara joined in. It's a tragedy, but it goes on. There's a new book, McNamara at War. I'm getting ready by the Taubman brothers, getting ready to talk to one of them on Saturday. The quotes from the conferences at the White House and at the Defense Department are shocking. How little they knew, how little they understood, and yet the tragedy of it. And it set up a repeat tragedy of getting into a country for freedom. That would be the rhetoric of the politicians. Ivana Stradner joins to talk about Moldova, also to talk about Putin's a second-rate KGB agent, but he knows Soviet style, which is to threaten and bluster, and only back down when you're shown something hard, a hard edge, which Ivana says Mr. Trump did when he sent the submarines after the latest nuclear provocation threat. We also talk to Jeff McCausland about the situation in Ukraine and Venezuela and Gaza. None of them are positive. Venezuela is probably the one that's most straightforward. Will Maduro, the dictator, depart? Will he be traded by the army? Will he flee? Unknown. More science tomorrow. Today it was all war fighting. Watching for news from Cairo. Thank you for listening. Good night.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.